At this time, I want to invite our Dominican Republic team to come on up. We just got back on Tuesday night from our week-long trip. I can't tell you enough. There's not enough time for me to be able to tell you all the things that God did. You're going to hear some amazing stories. Let me just say this. There's no way that every year that I can think that God could make one trip better than the next. But every year it seems like he raises the bar and the team that goes decides to release and let God do what he wants to do. And they always rise up to that level. And God has just, again, this year raised the bar, asked us to go deeper and further with him. And this team didn't bat an eye. They didn't say they couldn't. They didn't even say, like, I don't want to. They just did it. In fact, myself and John had to preach at two different churches on Sunday, and the rest of the team had to be ready with their testimonies. We had four different opportunities where two would give their testimonies. And this year I decided we're going to draw lots. That's what they did in the New Testament. That's what we're going to do for our trip. And so I didn't tell them when they were up. When it was time to go, I would just use my lot finder. I actually used a wheel. And I just spin the wheel, and whoever's name it landed on, they were up. And they didn't complain. They just did it. And it was amazing. God used them mightily and powerfully. And there was a lot of things that happened. You'll see some great pictures here in a minute. But I'm going to just get started. This is our team. They were amazing. At the end of this service, we're going to have ministry time. This team is going to pray for anyone who wants prayer. I would just encourage you to just dial in and listen to not only what they're saying, but listen to what the Holy Spirit is saying and speaking to you. And if you feel like God is tugging at your heart with anything that they're saying, afterwards, I want you just to come up and get prayer. Because the power of the testimony is not just in the words they're saying, but what God does through that for you. And so this is ministry time right now. The Bible tells us in Revelation that the enemy is defeated by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of our testimony. And so as these words come out, let God minister to you, and then at the end, let us pray for you. So God, let God complete the work. Amen? All right, we're going to start with Jean.
Hi, I'm Jean, and I was one of the leaders on this trip. So over the last 8 months or so, I've had a lot going on in my life. I've had some challenges with my family, and I've been carrying a lot of that weight on my back and have been experiencing a lot of heartbreak in that. And so I've just been lacking intimacy with the Lord, and I've been struggling to hear his voice. But on this trip, the Lord moved in ways that I never could have imagined and just greatly showed me his love and has already began to heal my heart. One of the ways was these two little girls from VBS. I could hardly speak Spanish, but they tried so hard. They repeat things. They were so patient with me. And just wanted me to love them so deeply, and they wanted to love me as well. But one of the biggest moments for me on this trip was the church service that we'd gone to on Sunday, and I could already feel God's presence and his glory weighing down on me when we walked in, and we could hear the worship even though we didn't know the words that they were saying. We knew that he was there. And at this church, I was one of the people who was chosen to give my testimony, and so I shared a difficult thing that had been going on in my life, and I was just like sobbing through the whole thing. And as we walked out of the church, one of the ladies came up to me, and with a little bit of Spanish I did know, she said to me that church would always be a home for me, and I just felt so deeply loved by them. And it just showed me that God's love has no obstacles. There's nothing that can separate us from the love of Christ. And God continued to show his love for me on our last night when Derek and James prayed for us when we had this extended time of worship, and they told me that God was hearing me, and they confirmed for me that I was hearing from him too as well. And so I know that God is still in the process of healing my heart, and he's drawing me closer to him. And yeah, I was so thankful for this trip, and yeah.
Hi, my name is Doug. This is my first Dominican Republic missions trip. I say that because I've gone to Belize several times. I want to thank you first as a church for your prayers and your financial. It's been amazing. It's great. So I want to give you the insights that I got in that we all carry the faith of a child and how God, Papa, views us through those. So here's the things that I kind of made note of. First, baseball. Couldn't help but baseball. Baseball is their number one sport there. And it happened to be that those three and Derek had this fun time. It had this clay infield. It had rained, slipping and sliding. And then so Ian's pitching to this young kid. he is just, he just knocks it out. So everyone's trying to throw it back to Ian because he's the closest one. He's the pitcher. Ian's just running after this dude, just running after. He's coming around third base, and finally he's coming home, and Ian goes, and he goes right over his head just to make sure that he got home free. And you should have seen the kids, just they just erupted. It was so good. The second thing that you notice is they would all come up to bat, and they would have this huge bat, and everyone say, choke up. What's choke up? Okay, we put their hands in position, only to find out that they put it back in the original position. They would never choke up. And so isn't that kind of like us? Sometimes when we go through experiences, people say, try this. And we're just going, we're so unfamiliar with it. Nope, I'm not doing that. And then came the parachute game. Parachute, I got involved, and it was my absolute funnest time. So you got this huge parachute. We put like 12 tennis balls in, and we are just going up and down, just bring the tennis balls all over the place. Well, kids just erupted again, just having a fun time. They would do this for hours and hours if we let them. Second game on the parachute is everyone had a color. And the opportunity came where you would lift it up, they would call out your color, and you had to let go and find that same color somewhere else in the parachute. Same thing. These kids would just erupt. Some of them, of course, would try to bring the parachute down faster and put it on your head, but it was really fun. Door-to-door praying. It was so humbling to come in. This little girl, she would invite me to sit with her on her bench as we met with her family. We got to pray for her and her family. Her name was Imam. And it was such a sweet moment, right? When this kid who doesn't know my language, we don't know each other's language, just asked to sit and pray. And then later we'd find a group of women, just a big group, different, various ages. And I love Pastor Derek's prayer of influence, that those in that entire group would influence the entire community. And it really touched me. It was really good. Caused goosebumps, duck bumps, according to Derek. So don't be afraid of the unknown. Sarah's going to have in her testimony about the immersion experience where you go out, don't know the language, you'll hear it from her. But don't be afraid of the unknown, because it's where you get to experience God's faithfulness. And even though we would be walking and we could only speak Spanish, most of us couldn't. So we'd go down and we would ask for directions. And lots of times we'd get the misdirections, not the right directions to get to where we need to be. You'll hear more. John's gonna share about an experience about a boy. And I'm not gonna take it away from you, John, but I'm just saying that when you have an experience like John's, where a child, you get to see the father's heart from a child's perspective, you will love what John's got to say, because the kid would not let him go. Same thing what God does for us. We are God's delight, and he will never let us go. His joy is our strength. If it's been a long time that you have not felt God love on you for a while, let's pray for you. We'll give you that opportunity later on. Thank you.
My name is Lucas, and someone on this trip told me to fight, so I'm going to fight. This trip uprooted this in me, and I'm going to lay it all down here. I'm going to fight in front of my church, in front of my group, my friends, my family, my brother, my sister, my mom, my grandparents, and for all of you and with all of you. Porn has robbed me of my life for so many years. It has taken everything I love. It has taken me and the Lucas that people love, and I'm done. It has taken memories, smiles. It has taken memories, moments, and for years it felt like the only real love I ever had, but it robbed me of the most real love I was ever given. I am sorry to all the people that I've hurt, and I'm laying it down here before you, and I'm laying it to my God. From when I leave this place right now, I'm going to be Lucas Meyer. I'm going to be the one that people look at with love, and I'm going to be the Lucas Meyer I am. I'm silly. I'm fun. I'm adventurous. I love the world. I love people. I love myself. I love my sister. I love being a big brother. I want to be a dad one day, and I want to look down at my children without shame, and I want them to be free from generational curses because their father fought it for them. So I'm going to wear that name with confidence, Lucas Meyer. I'm going to wear it with confidence from now. I'm going to love with all my heart, and I'm going to be free. I'm Lucas. I make silly jokes that can be really dumb, but I'm going to be a good father because of that. Like I said, I love adventuring. I love doing things spontaneously. I'm kind of like Captain Jack Sparrow, and I can't believe I just said that. But this will forever be known as the day the devil didn't even get close to catching Lucas Meyer.
That was awesome, Lucas. Thank you, man. So I'm John. I'm the intern here this summer, and by far, my favorite day of the entire trip was Friday. That was VBS, and we probably had a couple hundred kids. We started out with baseball. It was awesome, and we had two stations. We had a craft station, and we had a game station, and me and most of the guys were at the game station, and I don't even know if you could call them games. It was basically just them chasing us and us chasing them the entire time. It was a lot of fun. You guys probably saw some pictures up there of the kids climbing on me and Ian, and it was just great. During the game time, I saw this little kiddo. He's probably about 100 yards off. We were in a big field, and he's just completely by himself. He's probably like 6 years old, and there's a big old horse over there by him, and I'm just like, dude, I don't want this kid to get trampled. That'd be a bad day. So I go over there, and I don't really know Spanish, so There's a massive communication barrier. So I go over to him. I just get down on my knee, and I just point to my back, just offering him to give him a piggyback ride. And he was a little hesitant at first, and then he just hops on my back. And at this point, everyone was, like, racing or something. So I joined the race with the little guy on my back, and I was just going. And it was good. And then I set him down, and a few minutes later, we started to transition between the games and the crafts. And as we were walking, this little kiddo comes over to me, and probably about like 2 feet tall, he looks up to me, puts his arms up, wanting me to pick him up again. And you just can't say no to that. So I picked him up, and I started walking over to the church, and it was time for him to go to crafts. So I don't know Spanish. I'm like tapping on the back. I'm like, bro, you gotta let go. And this kid would just not let go for the life of him. And I shared this last service, shared this with the team. You know, I didn't really want that kid to let go. That was a really intimate moment. And that was probably the closest I've ever felt like a father. And it taught me something about God. You know, a lot of times we have this view of God that he doesn't want us to come close to him. Because of what we've done, we've been separated from his love. But the truth is, just like me, a human being, a sinner, not even knowing this kid, not even saying a legible word to him, and he just wouldn't let go of me. I just cherish that. So does the Father cherish when we draw near to him. So I got one verse, and it was pretty cool. Megan, the verse that she read was from Ephesians chapter 2, verse 13. I'm just going to read it one more time. But now in Christ Jesus, you who were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. So after everyone is done sharing the testimony, I'd love to pray for anyone here who feels far off from the Lord. And the truth is, he delights in you drawing near to him, and he wants to heal you of that. So thank you.
Hello, everybody. My name's Teddy. Some of you guys may have seen me around, but I'm pretty new to City Church, and I'm also new to my faith, so I'm going to talk a little bit about that. I only became a Christian about a year ago. I didn't grow up in a Christian home. We just never really went to church, really any of that. It just wasn't something that we did. And then I was kind of going through a tough time and was struggling with a lot of things. So my friend Ian, who's right over there, asked me if I wanted to go to church with him. So then this started this slow journey to becoming closer to God. And then only 7 months after becoming a Christian in January, Ian asked me if I wanted to do this mission trip. And my first thoughts were mission trips are for people who have been Christian their whole life. Mission trips are for people who have been going to church every Sunday. And mission trips are for people who are just more established in their faith than me. And every time he'd ask me, I'd just keep telling him, like, oh, I'll think about it or see what I got going on. But truthfully, I was delaying and was just going to eventually tell him it wouldn't work. And at the time, I said it was because I wasn't ready to do a mission. Like, I wasn't that established in my faith or whatever. But I was, the actual reason why I didn't want to go is because I was just scared. I was scared to get out of my comfort zone and do uncomfortable things. And then after about like 2 weeks of telling him, like, oh, I'll think about it, something changed. And I believe that God put this new perspective in my head, and he pretty much told me that this will be a great learning experience and I will grow in my faith greatly. Obviously, I'm talking to you right now, sharing my testimony about the trip. So I listened, took the leap of faith, and went on this trip. But I'm not going to share with you how God showed me. It doesn't matter how long you've been a Christian or how many times you've prayed or read your Bible. He loves you and he will show himself to you. So on this trip, one moment sticks out to me. It was the Sunday church service we were at. And it looks a lot different than a church service here. It was not a super nice building. There was no AC. It was super hot in there. There was like some plastic chairs, and that was really it. And at first, I was a little confused. Like, this looks a lot different than any church I've been in. But then, like, the worship music started, and immediately I could just, like, feel God's presence. It was just super powerful. And the rest of the service was awesome. And then afterwards, we were going to go up and pray for people. And again, I'm, you know, new to my faith, so the only other times I've prayed for people was the Tuesday night before we left, and then during door-to-door ministry earlier in the week. So I was like super nervous doing this. So before we went up, I just did a quick prayer. Like, I just asked God to, you know, speak to me and through me when I'm praying and praying for these people. And then someone came up, and then after a few seconds of praying and just like saying a few things, it was like I like started to get like words just like put in my thoughts pretty much. Like, I wasn't thinking them. God was putting them there. And then when I was praying, like, I just was kind of like flowing. I wasn't really like thinking about it. And then afterwards I realized, like, wow, that was pretty cool that he answered my prayer, you know, and he showed himself to me. And he, you know, used me as like kind of a vessel to pray for people who don't even like speak my language or I don't know or anything. And that was super powerful. And, you know, throughout this week, I could have used a lot of other moments, plenty of times where I felt his love and his presence. But I wanted to share this because he answered me and used me, even though 12 months ago, I didn't even know him. He taught me that I don't have to be. He taught me that I don't have to be some perfect person who never fails or falls. He will love me and also show himself to me when I ask. So if you have felt this way, that you're not deserving of God's love or presence, that is so not true. I learned firsthand that he will love us no matter how long we've been following him or how faithful we've been.
Hi, so my name's Ian, and over the past month or so before this trip, I've just kind of had like this uneasy feeling, just kind of like, how strong and consistent is my faith going to stand as like I move on to this new journey in my life? And that new journey is next year I'll be going to University of Minnesota Duluth, and I'll also be playing football there. So as you probably know, college football, especially at a public school, probably won't be pushing me in my faith a whole lot. So kind of like as I'm going throughout this week, it's kind of like I have like this feeling in the back of my head like, oh, Ian, like this doesn't really matter. Like, when you go to college, you're probably just not going to use this or need it. So that was just kind of like a bad thought in my brain the whole week. But the week overall was still like an amazing week, like just being able to see God's love through like a language barrier and being able to like help everyday ministries with the projects was so encouraging. But the big moment for me in this trip was on the second to last day. Our whole crew met in our room, of course, because we had the air conditioning. And we all piled in, and we're just talking about like the God moments we've had over the past week. And everyone shares. I shared how encouraging it was to be able to like see God's love. And then just when I thought this meeting was over, I haven't told like anyone what I've kind of been doing with the whole week. Jim, the leader of Everyday Ministries, speaks up and says, I just have one last thing. I just feel like I'm supposed to pray over Ian and his next journey at UMD playing football. And I'm like, whoa. Like, I haven't told, like, anyone that. And right off the bat, like, I could just feel, like, people start to lay hands on me. I feel the Holy Spirit hit me. And Jim proceeds to pray this prayer over me. I feel Jim proceeds to start praying things like, I don't feel like you have to go there and start preaching at the 50-yard line. I feel that you need to go there, be yourself, be the light God called you to be, represent your faith through the way you act. And like, as soon as he said those words, like, I just felt so much like weight lifted off me and just like so much pressure that I had on myself moving forward. So I just want to say, like, whatever you're dealing with, even if like you think God doesn't care, or it's like too small or too big, like God just wants your love. Like those are lies from the enemy. So yeah.
You know, when God puts a team together, you just kind of go with it. And it didn't even dawn on me how big this team is. There's a couple of studs on this team. Here's when it dawned on me. We were walking through the airport and people were staring at us. I'm like, what are they staring at? It's like, yeah, we have the same shirts on. They were looking at the size of these dudes, right? And then we get to the Dominican, we start working, and they just couldn't work hard enough. Like, we were sweating head to toe, we were dripping, but they were just like, let's go. And if you'll notice when the pictures come around again, on our VBS day, John and Ian, all the kids were like, let's see how many we can get on them and they can carry. And so they're just holding like 5 and 6 kids and standing up. And it was the biggest joy for these little dudes to get on these big dudes and be like, look at this. And I've never seen two big guys have so much fun with these little men who just looked up to them. They're like, look at these dudes. So it was really cool how, again, God puts a team together, and watching these little men, these little dudes just fall in love with these guys. So anyway, it was cool.
Hello, I'm Katie, and I was one of the leaders on this trip this year, and this is my fourth mission trip with Pastor Derek and Sarah, so I clearly love them a lot, but this one truly changed my life. God has been working in and through me for months and has been preparing my heart for this trip. Before I knew I was going, I had been praying for a missions opportunity because my heart lies within the nations and within those I love and those I do not know to love the Lord. During an extremely hard season of my life, PD offered this trip to me, and I knew I was supposed to be there. I was so thankful for the Lord for providing me with this opportunity. A few months passed, and I was gearing up to pay for my entire trip. I had saved the money and was ready to pay, but the Lord had other plans. One of you wonderful people sponsored my trip, so thank you so much. And I just was so thankful for the Lord for providing me with this opportunity and for putting sponsorship on one of your guys' hearts. Just thank you so much. I couldn't believe nor understand why this happened to me, but again, I thanked the Lord and thanked him for the people who had sponsorship on their hearts. One day before the trip, this monetary blessing became clear for me. My car broke down and needed almost the entire amount of money it would have cost to go on this trip to fix my car. So the Lord knew months in advance that I would need this money and like provided for me when I didn't understand and had saved, and it's just so cool. I didn't understand then, but when do we truly understand what the Lord has for us? We know he is faithful, but he blows us out of the water every time. I had been so loved by the Lord before going on this trip, but he surpassed every hope I had when we arrived in the Dominican. The first day of ministry, our team went door to door, and that picture up there, well, not that one, but one of the ones with a woman in her house is this woman I'm going to talk about. And we went to her house, and she was just overjoyed to have us pray for her. It was so amazing. And before we had started praying, or after, I'm not exactly sure, but she said she had a dream of 3 women coming to pray for her. And it was me, Lauren, and my lovely Amber, who's not here. She's sick today. But it was just so cool to be God's hands and like see that she had a dream about us coming. And she said, I knew when these women would enter my house that the enemy would leave. And I'm just like, wow. So how faithful of God to have, like, just have me be God's hands in that moment. It was so cool. And she needed that blessing to show and improve her faith. And I needed that blessing to show that I was worthy enough for all the gifts he has for us, all the spiritual gifts. And it was just amazing, man. I got to pray for her home, and we got to pray that it was the Lord's house. And we claimed that over her house. And then after we had prayed, she said, come here, I got to show you something. There's a prayer wall in her room of sticky notes. And in Spanish, so I'm not sure if we were on the wall, but she points to a specific one and she's like, look, like these are my prayers that I've been asking the Lord. And so it's just so cool that she had waited for this moment for women to come and pray for her. And then finally, God healed my heart very much during this trip and brought a breakthrough that I really was yearning for in my faith and my family. He just told me that I'm so worthy and I'm a daughter of the King. What a faithful promise. I thank him for everything. God showed up for me this past week in the DR just because I was faithful. He can do the same for you. Stay faithful and love the Lord with all your heart, mind, and soul. Thank you, Lord, for this trip and for changing my heart for the better.
Hi, everyone. My name is Lauren. I'm going to be a senior in high school. I've been on two trips to Belize before this, and when this opportunity arose, I was so excited just to try something new. I truly went into this trip with like no expectations, except I just knew that God was going to move. We were talking, me and Katie and Amber were talking the morning once we got there about like our expectations for the trip, and we really were like, well, we know that God is going to move, but we didn't really have anything in mind, or we had no idea how that was going to happen, but he really just blew everything out of the water. It was so great. Before this trip, I say I was pretty spiritually dry. I just was not spending enough time with the Lord, and it was really hard for me to hear him speak, and I knew that I was really ready for a fresh fire again. One way that I saw God move this trip is with is in like the people that he surrounds me with. It's really been a blessing to create these awesome friendships with really great people, whether it be like swimming in the ocean, sharing a meal together, or just worshiping in the van. I've also really seen God move in my emotions. He's helped me become more sensitive to his spirit, which has really helped me to hear him better. He's really been taking my fear of man and redeeming me. He's so worthy of our praise. I really want to share one moment about how God moved on Monday night. I was thinking, like the whole week I was thinking about, oh, what should I share for my testimony? And there were so many moments I didn't know which one to pick. And then Pastor Derek was like, okay, guys, tonight we're going to do a session of worship and prayer. And I just knew that God was going to do something in that I should share this morning. We were listening to worship music, and I just felt the presence of God all around us. We were all out on our balcony, but Derek and James were inside, and I decided to go to them for prayer. I just really felt the Spirit of God, and I felt his love for me. He spoke to me through Derek and James, and that God really spoke exactly what I needed to hear. God told me that he chooses me, he sees me, and that he wants to use me. The thing that spoke to me the most was that God was going to use me for my beauty and my voice, and I just automatically started to cry because those are two things that I'd say are probably my biggest insecurities. I know that the devil is trying to beat me down because he knows how powerful and awesome God is. He recognizes the power of the gifts that God has given me and tries to undermine those things by telling me lies. I know that God is calling me to great things, and I won't allow the devil to have any influence in my life and try to make me insecure of what God has gifted me. I know that God has good plans for my life, and even if I don't know what those plans are, I know that God is so good and so faithful and that he does not fail. I know that God is going to continue the good work he has started in me, and so I've decided to say yes and put my life in his hands.
Hi, my name is Alexa, and I'm going to be a senior this year. The entire Dominican Republic experience was something that I can't even begin to describe with words. Just every single day there was something new that God was doing through either our team or through the Dominicans to be able to minister his love. God started the work inside me on this trip within the first night. After we got settled into where we were going to be sleeping, we were, at least our apartment was told that all of the clothes that we brought did not meet the dress code and was wrong, so we couldn't wear anything. So immediately I started to just absolutely freak out in my mind because I'm the type of person to obsess and start to spiral just through worrying over the tiniest things. Turns out the clothes we brought were okay, but that was just a very rough start to the trip, and my expectations, which already were pretty low, or not low, sorry, they were unknown because I didn't know what to expect because this was new, were already beginning to be shaky. And so God decided to use this moment to just start his transition and growth in me. So the next morning, we began to read our devotionals, and the first morning's Devo had talked about expectations and just following his plan, not having any expectations going into the trip, and just kind of laying down things that we were expecting. So as I was reading the Devo that morning, I just began to hear one phrase in the back of my mind, which was just love. And I kind of wasn't sure exactly what to do or what that meant, so I kind of just tucked it back in my mind and just kind of went on hoping that maybe God would reveal what that meant to me later. But the statement just kind of wouldn't let me have peace. As we went to the Mommy and Me that day, which was the Everyday Ministries version of like a
like a mommy daycare almost, where we got to go in and we got to play with the babies and talk to the moms and just kind of be there, I began to realize what the statement meant, and it just kind of clicked as I began to talk to one of the moms in particular. It just meant to be present and to just show his love and compassion and to just listen to the moms as they spoke. And it was as I got to know one mom in particular that I came to find out she was only recently turned 19 and she had already a 6-month-old child. And I just couldn't even fathom being in her shoes and living the lifestyle that she was living with already a baby that could almost walk and clothed himself and just everything. And so as we got to talk more and laugh and compliment each other's style of clothes and just play with the baby, I came to realize the simplicity of God's overbearing love that he has for us and that we're meant to show others. But the statement or the mantra, just love, didn't just end there at the mommy and me on the first day. Throughout the entire week, God began to show me the many ways of his love that he can pour through us and into others. And as my final testament of the just love statement, I'd like to preface that this trip was just absolutely incredible and was a first-time experience for me in almost every single way. And it began on the Sunday that we went to church, and as we stepped out of the van, you could already feel the presence of God in the church, as they only had 3 mics and the small congregation just kind of singing their hearts out to God, but it sounded like 1,000 voices were inside and they were just all lifting their voices up to heaven. And as we stepped into the church and took our places, I was just kind of washed over with God's presence and his love immediately because of how powerful the music was. And I'm pretty sure I began to cry at one point just because of how good it was, and I couldn't stop smiling the whole time. But God didn't stop there, because the service was incredible from the testimonies to John's preaching. But it wasn't until after the service that we began to do our prayer teams, and Sarah and I were partners. And we were praying for people, and this little old lady, like, yay high, comes up to us, and she's kind of hobbling up there. You can already tell that physically she's not doing well. Her bones are brittle. She's old. And she comes up to us, and she tells us about a lot of physical issues that she had been having, specifically in her colon, which I found out is here last service. And so as Sarah and I began to pray over her, and I was translating, we just began to pray a lot of healing over her. And this one lady, she stayed up with us for a really long time. And as I started praying for her in Spanish, her body just like jolted all of a sudden. And I wasn't exactly sure what to think, and I'm not sure Sarah knew either. So we just kind of continued praying over her for a while. But it wasn't until, fast forward a few days to our final night, the Monday night, where we had our worship and prayer night. And PD and James were praying just whatever they felt the Lord was putting on them to pray over us for the team. And I went up to them, and James began to pray just prophetic healing over me. And I've never experienced a prayer like that before, and no one had ever said anything about that, the things that God would do through me. And so it was very strange to hear. And as he and PD went back and forth about this healing that God would work through me into others, I just had like a brain click in my mind. And I just knew that she is healed. And that was the statement that came back from the love statement. And I knew immediately that the lady from the church that we had prayed for was healed, and that her colon was just, the pain and the physical illness that she was experiencing was just gone. And of course, my mind began to doubt that. And so I wasn't really sure, and so I didn't tell anybody. And as I was praying in my bed that night, I just continued to try and pray and see if it was real with God, and it was. And I just kind of knew in that moment, laying in my bed, that she was healed, and that it was just God had performed a miracle that only he can do. And so I just implore you guys to continue to pray for others, even if you don't think that in that moment that God or you had done anything, just know that God does work in miraculous and mysterious ways. So.
Good morning, my name is Sarah. Although I was a little apprehensive about going to a new location, I knew in my heart that this trip was going to be special. I always ask the Lord to put the team together, and he is always faithful. From the beginning of our team meetings, our team already had a special connection and bond. It's hard to condense all of the things we experienced this past week, but I will share some of my highlights. The first day, all of the girls got to go do door-to-door ministry. I think we were all a little nervous and not sure what to expect, but we also went with open hearts and hands. We were split into 2 teams and then walked around the neighborhood where Everyday Ministries had put in a well and asked people how we could pray for them. It was such a sweet time meeting the people and just being able to share the love of God through our prayers. In the afternoon, the girls got to go with Renee and her team to their Mommy and Me program for young unmarried mothers with babies. We got to interact with the moms and their babies and just love on them for the afternoon. The program is such a practical way to show the love of Jesus by sharing basic skills for new moms that don't have any support from their families. On Friday morning, we were all divided into teams of about four in each team, and each team was given a grocery list and a translator. We were given the list and told to get the groceries from the different stores. You couldn't get more than two items at each store, and then take them to the church of one of the local pastors. And we could only speak Spanish, and our translator couldn't tell us anything. She basically would tell the store owners that we were playing a game, because I'm sure we all seemed a little crazy, trying to speak our simple Spanish and racing against all the other teams. We asked the townspeople directions on how to find the church, again using our limited Spanish skills, and knew we were going in the right direction when they would point the way. The team of leaders made it to the church first. Just saying. Even though we passed it up at first. We asked the construction crew about the church, where the church was, and one of them said, "Do you speak English?" We immediately shouted, "Yes!" But our translator said, "No, no, no." I learned that the Dominican people are so friendly, gracious, and open and willing to help, even though we didn't communicate very well. My favorite part of the trip and where I sensed God's presence in a tangible way was at our Sunday morning church service. As soon as we got out of the van and could hear the people singing, I felt his presence. And like Alexa said, there was only three people singing, but it sounded like thousands. And it was just, we weren't even in the building yet. As we entered the sanctuary and sat among the people, his presence flowed so strong and sweet. Even though I didn't even know the words to the songs, I could worship the King of Kings. I was struck by the fact that God doesn't speak one language. His presence is not limited, and he can flow freely wherever he is welcomed. It was such a refreshing and holy time. On our last evening together, our team spent 3 hours worshiping and waiting together as Derek and James prayed over each member of the team. It was such a beautiful and peaceful way to seal all that God had done in our hearts and lives on this trip.
Okay, so hi, my name is Grace, and I'm going into my senior year of high school. I've been coming to City Church and youth group for about 2 years now, and this is my second missions trip. I'll start by saying I really love this trip. I made some really good memories and some strong friendships, and this trip got me out of my comfort zone. Now, I have a whole testimony here, but it doesn't feel like what I'm supposed to share. So, before I went on this trip, I got prayed for and by one of my friends, and he's like, "I'm feeling like water, like for some reason water just keeps coming back to me. Like, does that mean anything to you, or like, do you think that's going to mean anything to you?" And so I come back and I think over this trip and I think of like how many amazing memories associated with water that I experienced. And so we get there and it's constantly raining. And the DR is a very dry place and it's not supposed to be raining at all. Like usually it's a very dry country, like, but throughout this whole time we're there, instead of like blasting or blazing sun, it was a lot of cloud cover and it would just downpour. And one day, we're out on our balcony. Yes, we got balconies, guys. And we're standing out there as the rain just pours down on us, and we're completely soaked, drenched, and it was one of the best experiences I've ever had. We're standing on the edge of this balcony like that scene from the Titanic, and we're just getting rained on, and it just felt so cleansing and so healing. And it was after a hard day of work, and we're just covered in dirt and mud, and we're able to like just clean ourselves from, and it was just so amazing. And then we were also at the Vacation Bible School, and we were afraid like we weren't going to be able to experience anything or have our outside time with these kids because it was pouring rain. And we go inside, we do our prayer, we have our like skit, we have our testimonies, and the rain clears up, and we get to play the mud with the kids, We get to do our craft. We get back in the van, get back to the house, and it starts to pour again. We got this window of time that was just perfectly dry, and it was just such a miracle. So I just felt like this trip was like a baptism where it's like we cannot come out the same way we went in. And it just like felt so healing and so reviving, and it was just so inspirational. Like, we get to live this life one time, and I think we made the most of it. And God just really brought everything together and made it work exactly how he planned it to.
My name is James. The whole thing, for me, this whole thing was completely out of character. A couple years ago, I just walked away from the Lord. Took a while to come back. Started coming back later, early, about a year and a half ago, et cetera. Praise God for the God going after the one. Yeah, amen. But in that time of coming back, the beginning of this year, my wife says to me, what are you going to do this summer? I work in the public school here in Madison, and normally I find a job to keep myself busy, because if I don't, it doesn't help. So I said, you know what, let me just pray on that. So as I'm praying, I just hear the Lord kind of drop in my spirit, I want you to serve this summer. I just need you to fall back in love. So I'm like, what? That is not what I was thinking, Lord. But okay, all right, I'm going to say yes, because I'm just walking out, trying to look the power of obedience and the blessing that comes with it. So I call up a good friend of mine and meet with him and just said, hey, this is what I think the Lord is doing, an invitation. So he says, well, you know, why don't you just call Tom? So I call Tom and I kind of laid it out. Hey, I think the Lord is asking me to serve this summer. I'm kind of nervously excited about it. And just had no idea. So he then says, well, call Derek. And I think they're going on like a missions. Well, that was not on my radar. I thought maybe it would be mowing the lawns around here, serving over at River Pantry or somewhere, something like that. As he said it, I prayed more into it. I'm like, okay, so So I called Pastor Derek, and he said he's going to pray on it. And it takes him a couple of days to get back to me. And he was on vacation or something. I didn't realize, but I'm like, okay, God, that's a no. Thank you. But I see him, and he goes, yeah, absolutely. You can come. And I'm so grateful he said yes. Yeah. So that was just from there. It was just nonstop for me stepping out of myself and just saying, okay, God, with each step, like Abraham, I'm just going to try this faith, faith, faith. And he was faithful every time, stretching in ways like meetings. We had so many meetings, and it was for me, it was a stretching more of like, I'm welcoming you. This is how it works in the body, which I knew. And I'm like, okay, God. And he was faithful every time. Fell in love with each one of these kids, leaders. Going into it, I knew Derek, Sarah, and Doug. That was it. Didn't know any one of those names. And so it was just step after step. All right, so I was born in Nicaragua. I was adopted, white family, Lutheran father, Jewish mother, who now lives in Israel with my brother. And they're both Orthodox. They've converted. And so, but being born in Nicaragua, my whole life, as long as I can remember, people walk up and just assume and know that I speak Spanish, which I don't. And it kind of became a source of just a wall. I just know I'm Espanol. I just knew it was just a wall that I had built up over the years. Came to accept it, but I'm so grateful to God that he looks at our heart and not at our outward man. And I know that about him. And he just solidified that in me. on this trip. So all that to say, with the Nicaragua and the Spanish, here we go with, was our second day there, what the pictures up here describing, the playing baseball. Well, before that was what Sarah just described, what they called immersion, where they give you the grocery list, and here we go. Step back for when in second grade, my adoptive mother said, let's take you back. I'm gonna take you back to Nicaragua to see where you can find your family and some culture. It was the worst experience for me. It was 3.5 months of just being scared in a country that I did not know anything about, and everybody coming up to me and speaking Spanish and taken back when I said I don't know as a little one. So jump forward now to immersion day, and we're doing our list. I'm with the group, but I'm walking behind. I don't speak Spanish, and I just knew what was going to happen. So I'm just kind of guarded a little bit. But in the midst of that walk, God just downloaded in me how safe I felt when years back I didn't. And just how many walls I had built up over the years around myself regarding that. And they were coming down. He just said, you're surrounded by a family here, and you're safe. I'm with you as well as them. So by the time, thank you. So by the time we get to the church and everyone's playing ball, I'm sitting in the back watching, getting healed slowly, which I'm not quite recognizing, but I'm like, this is fun. And these kids, as they described, were laughing and having just a ball. And I just said, God, I'm so grateful that I'm standing here. Thank you. So the next moments later, they invite us in for the, the VBS. And we're going to go upstairs and we're going to minister. That's when everybody's dancing. But as we're walking up, I start to tear up some more. And so I just said, hey, I just need a minute. So I step outside and I just said, oh, God, okay. I gotta go up there. But as I walked back into the church, it just became very evident that wasn't gonna happen because he was doing something. So I walk into a back room and I just started weeping and crying and weeping. Next thing I know, Renee, the missionary, and another missionary named John, they come in and they just said, brother, we're just gonna stand with you. Thank you. But I'm crying and I'm crying and I'm crying, and it's more of a washing. You understand what I'm saying? A washing clean. And he said, I hear him go, Isaiah 43, which is a verse I love. And it says, I've redeemed you, called you by name. And as he said that, before I said, Jaime, Renee goes, excuse me, you know what? And I said, Jaime is my birth name. I haven't used it for years. 4 years, I'm James, but my birth name is Jaime. And I continue to cry. And I'm saying, okay, God. So she starts praying. She said, I just believe the Lord is calling you the apple of his eye. Now, if anyone knows me, knows that I love Israel. My brother and my mom are over there. And that is a verse I've prayed out loud in secret many, many times to call them back in. To call them back in. I'm calling either the apple or the eye. And for God to say that about me in that moment, it just completely was not on my radar. He's so good. He's so faithful. And he cares about the little... he cares about every part of us. So... at the very end, I was blessed by Derek to ask if he would pray for, if I would be willing to help pray on our last night, which was another area which I had just kind of put away. Like, in that season of walking away, I'm like, yeah, you're not going to use me in a prophetic voice, and I get it, that's fine. I'll just be a quiet intercessor. But the privilege it was to pray for these next generation was just a kiss. So the last night I called home, I'm talking to my wife, and I made this statement. I'm not coming home the same man that left. Praise God.
You could sit down for an hour with each one and just hear over and over different things that God did, and we don't have that much time. I need you to know this, though. Every year people ask, hey, can I come on your missions trip with you with the teens? And I'm always, no. It's just This is for our youth, and this is what God is doing. And when James approached me, it was weird because I didn't have that feeling at all. And I told him I would pray about it, and I did. And I really felt like God said, yes, he's supposed to go. And I was like, okay. So I met with Tom. And Tom's like, bro, it'd be so good for him, and it'd be so good for you, for our team. And so we said, okay. And I just want to say, when you say yes to God, there's no telling what he will do. And we could see, our whole team could see this was hard for him from the very beginning. I mean, we were at the airport and he was like staying away from us. And we're like, do we stink? Do you hate us? But we could see through every day how God was ministering to him and how he was one-on-one speaking to us. God was speaking to us through him. And James, that last night, you guys, was unplanned in my mind. I knew we were going to worship and I wanted to do ministry. But that day, God just gave me this plan of what we were going to do. And it's funny because when we were worshiping together, God had dropped specific pictures, words, scriptures for half of our team into my mind. And I was like, okay, I know what I'm doing. And then when James and I went into the living room, he says, hey, I got things for so-and-so and so-and-so. And he had pictures and words for the other half. And it was just this beautiful, beautiful joining together. And what I anticipated lasting an hour lasted 3 hours. Specific words that God had for each one of our team. And I'm just so impressed by not only what God does, but the team and all that they did. I wish we could go through all of our pictures and explain to you all of them. It was just crazy. You saw in one picture that storm that was coming. It was the storm that somebody was telling about, Grace was telling about. It was beautiful. We had so many moments where it was just beautiful. We got to do what we wanted to do and we're leaving. It was just pour down rain. And we're just blessed by weather and being able to do all that God called us there to do.